This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Applications for home mortgages here in the U.S. dropped to a record low. That's after the Federal Reserve announced its plans to taper or slow its bond buying program. Folks in the bond market sold off, mortgage rates went up, and those mortgages, well, they didn't look as great. To talk about this, we've called up Nicholas Ritsinas. He's a senior lecturer of real estate at Harvard Business School. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've seen this pullback in mortgage applications in response to the Federal Reserve's tapering, but the Fed's going to keep tapering. So what does that mean for mortgage rates going forward?
Well, it's very likely that as the Fed starts to withdraw from the mortgage bond purchase market, interest rates will rise. As interest rates rise, it makes it more difficult for working families to refinance and also more difficult for them to buy homes.
Is this sort of a point at which America's just got to get over its love affair with easy money?
Part of it is. Part of it, interest rates have been rising over the past year. With the Fed announcement and its action to follow, they'll rise even further. And in return, the housing market's going to have to rely on the economy to provide any kind of impetus for the housing market.
What does this mean then for what kind of family is able to own a home?
First of all, let's step back for a second. The decrease in mortgage applications in large measure has to do with the decrease in refinancings. Refinancings is less about owning a home and more about getting equity out of a home. The real challenge going forward is what will rising interest rates do to the ability of working families to buy a home? It will make it more difficult on the surface, of course, because the interest rates will generate less purchasing power. But if the economy were to improve, that could offset it.
I guess that's a pretty big if hanging out there.
It's a big if. It's almost like there's a tug of war going on. On one hand, you have the Fed pulling back and raising interest rates. On the other hand, you have the economy starting to pick up steam. Over the long haul, the housing market is more dependent on the economy. But higher interest rates will temper the housing market growth.
Nicholas Ritsinas from Harvard Business School, thank you so much.
You're welcome and happy holidays.